We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, and companies everywhere in the world for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
Thank heaven for our beautiful world.
For the birds that soar in the immense sky.
For the precious flora that adorns our earth in an exquisite array of colors.
For the awe-inspiring and majestic sceneries.
And for all the amazing animals, our co-inhabitants, that generously share their beauty and unconditional love.
Blessed are we to be guests on this magnificent planet.
In deep gratitude, may all creations thrive in peace and dignity.
Under the merciful grace and protection of our Creator.
This is for you. The place for your night. Yeah?
Greetings and welcome, virtuous viewers. It's a pleasure to have your company today on Noteworthy News, constructive news for a better world.
Constructive news for a peaceful world. Join us 24 hours a day and 7 days a week on 14 satellite platforms and reach hundreds of millions of households around the world. In Europe, Eurobird 1 at 28.5 degrees east, Astra 1 and Hotbird 6. In England, Wales, Scotland, Northern Ireland, and the Republic of Ireland, Sky TV channel 835. Australia and New Zealand, Optus D2, Africa, Intelsat 10 Ku-band and Intelsat 10 C-band. Middle East and Northern Africa, Eurobird 2 and Hotbird 6. Asia, Intelsat 10 C-band, ABS, AsiaSat 5 and AsiaSat 3S. North America, Galaxy 19. Central and South America, Hispasat 1C and Intelsat 805.
In addition, Supreme Master Television is available on the following 95 cable and IPTV networks, as well as 18 online video channels of live streaming and on-demand programs.
In Cameroon, in Bamenda, Channel 26 on Cameroon Cable Network Plus. In Limbe and Environ, Channel 40 on CietSat. In Douala, Channel 56 on Vision Cable TV. In Buea, Channel 57 on Medium Network Service or MNS. In Kumba, Channel 23 on Siet Kumba. In Bafut, Channel 1 on Besikan Bafut. In Bafusam, Channel 30 on Blondel Set. In Adea, Channel 37 on Etablissement Aserna. In Unkongsamba, Channel 54 on MJSat. In Chang, Channel 44 on OrbitSat International. In Manjo, Channel 45 on VisioSat Plus.
In Brazil, in Sao Gonçalo, Rio de Janeiro, Channel 37 on TV Costa Verde. In Chile, in Santiago, Channel 33 on Puente Alto TV and Channel 6 on Quilicura TV. In Provincia de Cordillera, Channel 35 on Provincia de Cordillera TV. In Provincia de Linares, Channel 2 on Retiro TV. In Provincia del Maipo, Buin, Paine. In San Bernardo, Talarada Tango, Channel 62 on TVO TV.
In Colombia, in Guarandá Sucre, Channel 28 on Guarandá TV. In Guachetá, Cundinamarca, Channel 33 on Guachetá TV. In Ubaté, Cundinamarca, Channel 38 on Cableba TV.
In Bogotá, in Villa Mayor, in Aledaños, Channel 44 on Villa Vesión de Villa Mayor. In Ciudadela, Ciudad Tunal, Channel 31 on Aso Parabólica, Tunal Cable Company. In Localidad Encantiva, Upaceta, Boyaca Real, Las Ferias, and Santa Cecilia, Channel 43 on Tele Boyaca Real Cable Company, and Channel 62 on Tele Morisco Cable Company, and Candelaria Nanueva, San Francisco, and Arborizadora, Channel 46 on TV Candelaria Cable Company, in Localidad 9, Chapinero Kilometro 5.5 La Calera, Channel 51 on Cima TV Cable Company. In Localidad Fontibón and Localidad Barrios Unidos, Channel 41 on Teleunidos. In Kennedy, Channel 55 on Litemar. In Zona 10, Channel 52 on Tele 10. In Nuevo Kennedy, 1, 2, and 3, Paraíso Casablanca, 32 and 33, Urbanización, 25, 26, and 27, Channel 43 on Pacanuc. in Zona 10, en Cantiva, 10 Barrios, Channel 29 on Tele Reliquia, in Ciudad Bolivar, Channel 73 on ATV La Estancia, in Alamos Norte, Channel 68 on TV Alamos, in Achi Bolivar, Channel 29 on Achi TV, in Mahagual Sucre, Channel 32 on Mahagual TV, and in Sucre Sucre, Channel 31 on Sucre TV.
In Costa Rica, in Tilarán, Nuevo Arenal and La Fortuna de San Carlos, Channel 20 on Cable Arenal del Lago S.A. In Puriscal, Mora and Acosta, Channel 78 on Cable Visión de Occidente. In Puerto Jiménez, Channel 35 on Cable Corcovado. In Distrito Central, Buenos Aires, Provincia de Punta Arenas, Channel 62 on Cable Punca TV.
In the Dominican Republic, in Tereo El Rio and Las Palmas, Channel 81 on División Visión. In Constanza, Channel 81 on Telecable Mi Cabaña. In Provincia María Trinidad Sánchez, Channel 85 on TDN. In Distrito Nacional and Provincia Santo Domingo, Channel 88 Analog System and Channel 288 Digital System on Exito Visión. In Las Matas de Farfán, Channel 31 on Matos Aguas Vivas Televisión. And in Santo Domingo Norte, Distrito Nacional, and Santo Domingo Oeste, Channel 46 on Telecable Dominicano. In Provincia de Higüey, Channel 30 on TV Arcoiris. In Sabana de la Mar, Channel 72 on Hotel. In Monte Plata Province, Channel 25 on Cable Visión Yamasá. In San Cristobal Province, Channel 75 on Crispel Cable Visión. And in Puerto Plata Province, Channel 29 on Telecable La Unión S.A.
In Paraguay, in Miami, Channel 24 on Video Cable. In Encarnación, Channel 3 on Itaqua Cablevisión. In Santa Rosa del Aguaray, Channel 21 on Cablevisión. In Chore, Channel 27 on Chore Video Cable. In Santaní, Channel 30 on Tapiracuay Cable Company. In Asunción, Channel 70 on TIT Cable TV. In Mingaguazú, Channel 44 on TV Cable Mingaguazú. In Hernandarias, Channel 41 on TV Cable Hernandarias. And in Ciudad del Este, Channel 66 on TV Cable Paraná.
In Formosa or Taiwan, on Channel 85 on Multimedia On Demand of Zhonghua Telecom. On Green Island, Channel 61 on Huanyu Cable. In Taipei City, Channel 112 on NetWave Cable TV. In Hualien County, Channel 106 on Dongya Cable TV and Hualien Cable TV. In Pengwu County, Channel 03 on Pengwu Cable TV. In Jingmen County, Channel 102 on Mingjiang Cable TV. In Taitung County, Channel 106 on Dongtai Cable TV. In Jiayi County, Channel 97 on Guosheng Cable TV. And in Bozu City, Channel 90 on Dayang Cable TV. In Jiayi City, Channel 97 on CYC CATV Cable Company. In Yunlin County, Channel 108 on Jialan Cable TV. And Channel 108 on Peigang Cable TV. In Tainan City, Channel 106 on Xingyuan Cable TV. And in Nantou County, Channel 108 on Zhongtou Cable TV.
In Mongolia, in Hoft Province, Channel 21 on Han Alte Cable TV. In Erdenet City, Channel 26 on Elhat Tengger Cable TV. And Channel 50 on Himor Cable TV. In Sukhbater Teleng Province, Channel 30 on Mini Mongol. In Darhan Ul Province, Channel 8 on Darhan Broadcasting System. And Channel 44 on Elhat Cable Company. In the capital city of Ulaanbaatar, Channel 47 on Supervision, Channel 65 on Orange Cable Company, Channel 12 on MNBC Television, or Mongolian Digital Broadcasting. And in Bayanzurg in Hanul District, Channel 25 on Himor Cable TV. In Hotor on Channel 21 through the cable provider Gunnarin. In Undurhan City in Henti Province, Channel 23 on Samburt Company. And in Senchan City in Dorongob Province, Channel 25 on Sun Power Company.
In the Philippines, in Aklan Province, in Tike Province, in Boracay Island, Cable 112 on Calibo Cable TV Network. In Thailand, in Ratchaburi Province, Channel 71 on Ratchaburi Cable TV. In Ampua Boyai, Channel 70 on Boyai Cable TV. In Germany, in parts of Schleswig-Holstein and Hamburg, on Vinamtel. And in Hamburg, on Vilitel, using channel search for Supreme Master TV. In the Netherlands, in Gouda and the surrounding area, Channel 30 on Recam Cable Network. And in Slovenia, Channel 73 on T2 Slovenia.
Supreme Master Television is also accessible online at www.suprememastertv.com with high-quality video and streaming audio broadcast, as well as live mobile TV streaming on Windows smartphones, iPhones, and Android smartphones. We have subtitles for all shows, currently up to 42 languages, are available. For your special language, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/subtitles.
In today's news, the World Food Program helps pastoralists in Kenya transition to farming. In good governance news, Indonesia pledges to protect the land and forest rights of indigenous people. All this and more on Supreme Master Television, your constructive global TV channel.
Today, August 19th, is the birthday of the 42nd President of the United States, His Excellency William Jefferson Clinton. Born in 1946 in Hope, Arkansas, President Clinton is an internationally respected diplomat, humanitarian, and world statesman. Continuing to assist in building a better world, President Clinton works through his William J. Clinton Foundation to support improvements in global health and economies, as well as environmental protection, including halting climate change. In 2010, he was named People for the Ethical Treatment of Animals Person of the Year for his promotion of the benefits of following a vegan diet. Our profound gratitude, Your Excellency President William Jefferson Clinton, for your many caring efforts to bring about a sustainable planet and increase well-being to people around the earth. May you celebrate a fantastic and blessed birthday in the loving company of family and friends.
Fly-in news. Supreme Master Qinghai International Association relief news from South Korea. On July 27th and 28th, record rainfalls lashed the city of Seoul and surrounding regions in Gyeonggi Province, leaving at least 77 people dead or missing and 3,050 displaced, as some 10,000 homes and 978 hectares of land were inundated. With all her love and sorrowful prayers, Supreme Master Qinghai donated $10,000 as she requested that our nearby association members please go render assistance to the most vulnerable. Acting as quickly as possible, our association's South Korean relief team consulted with officials in the affected areas on required aid. They then travelled to visit with the bereaved family in Gongjiam in the city of Gwangju and delivered nourishing vegan food, along with condolence cash assistance donated by our local association members of
$4,700.
Also in Gongjiam, the relief team found a home that could not be reached by heavy equipment and was still buried in sediment that had overflowed from a nearby stream, which they were able to completely clear. The team then went to Bangbudong, where a landslide had struck an apartment and residential area at the foot of Mount Wu Myung. Although many volunteers were already assisting government officers and soldiers with restoration efforts, the damage was serious. After consulting with staff in the community center, our association's relief team helped clean three semi-basement flats that had been inundated. As they cleaned up the homes, our association members saw the residents' expressions change from depression to smiles. In the afternoon, the team went to Goryeong Village, a shanty town also situated at the foot of the mountain, where they distributed 100 rice bags and 50 boxes of vegan noodles before preparing to return to Bangbudong for further relief work.
예년마다 이렇게 항상 이렇게 이런 일이 발생되는데 올해 같은 경우는 너무 많은 이렇게 피해가 있어가지고 530여 개 피해가 있었거든요. 이게 한 20몇 년만에 이렇게 하면 이런 일이 발생된 것 같아요.
누군가에게 닥친 일은 늘 우리에게도 닥칠 수 있는 일이거든요. 수해라는 게 누구를 정해놓고 내리는 수해가 아니잖아요. 분명히 그러면 누구도 그런 일을 당할 수 있는 거니까. 누구도 그런 일을 당할 수 있는 거니까 혼자 당한 일을 함께 이겨내면 그것만큼 좋은 일 없다고 생각해요. 그래서 또 좋은 일 있으면 함께 하고 또 나쁜 일 있으면 같이 와서 이렇게 또 서로 또 좋은 일로 만들어 나가고 복구해주고 그게 제일 좋은 것 같습니다.
칭하이 무상사 국제협회에서 제일 많이 지금 저 들어온 것 중에서 제일 크거든요. 너무 많은 물건 많이 전해주셔서 감사하고 잘 쓰겠습니다.
During their endeavors, our association members also gave Supreme Master Ching Hai's book, From Crisis to Peace, explaining the vegan solution to such weather extremes. The relief recipients expressed their deep gratefulness for Supreme Master Ching Hai's love and support, and many said they agreed with the need to adopt a more compassionate diet.
정말 이렇게 참 보내주셔서 너무 고맙고요. 저 우리 수에 사신 분들은 참 고맙게 못하게 생각합니다.
여기는 근데 관심을 가져주지 않아요. 웬만한 데서. 그래서 너무 힘든데 이렇게 관심 가져주시고 이렇게 도움을 주셔서 너무 감사합니다. 진짜 고맙습니다.
Our appreciation, South Korean officials, personnel, and volunteers for your help to the disaster affected. We also join in gratefulness for Supreme Master Ching Hai's loving assistance and for the diligent endeavors of our association's relief team. May such disturbing calamities soon subside through our kinder care of the ecosphere.
Earthquakes jolt Mexico, Greece, Guatemala, Ecuador, Honduras, Indonesia, and Japan. On Saturday morning, August 13th, a quake measuring 5.6 on the Richter scale rocked the southern Mexican state of Oaxaca as it struck off the coast 191 kilometers southeast of Salina Cruz. The next day, a 4.3 magnitude tremor was recorded in Crete, Greece, its epicenter 114 kilometers southwest of Hania. Also that morning in Latin America, Guatemala experienced a magnitude 4.9 quake centered 40 kilometers southwest of Quetzaltenango. In Latin America as well, a 5.7 magnitude tremor shook eastern Ecuador that evening as it hit 183 kilometers east of Riobamba.
On Monday in Honduras, an earthquake registering 4.6 on the Richter scale struck 62 kilometers east of Trujillo in the department of Calan. On Tuesday evening, a 5.8 magnitude tremor rumbled the Maluku Islands in Indonesia, 155 kilometers north of Ambon. Tremors, meanwhile, continued to shake the quake and tsunami devastated northeastern Japan as a magnitude 5.0 tremor hit at noon Wednesday, 113 kilometers east of Sendai in Miyagi Prefecture, as well as one of magnitude 6.2 that struck 304 kilometers east of Iwaki in Fukushima Prefecture. Fortunately, none of the tremors resulted in significant damage or casualties. Thank heaven for the protection of those in the quake-hit regions. May such distressing events be curbed as our kinder actions help restore Earth's stability as a vegan world.
Supreme Master Ching Hai wants to convey this message of gratitude to all governments, organizations, and relief workers from every corner of the world. Thank you, all the international and national help that brings care and necessities to afflicted victims. Thank you, all the relief workers, for taking time and forsaking your own comfort, even traveling great distance on unfavorable roads and conditions, to bring love and assistance to people in time of need. May heaven bless you abundantly for your generosity and noble sacrifice.
With more and more mysterious deaths around the world, fish in Brazil.
107 pilot whales have died after becoming
flying low across the ground. of a Piglet. The day I met you first was the day of my birth. Pink and round, me oh so plump, I gaily frolicked with Mom. Lovingly you looked at me, praising oh so round, what a cutie. Every day you came by to visit, bringing cool water and delicious veggie treats. Mommy and I were so touched, your kindness worth more than gold. I lived a peaceful life under your care and protection, growing more plump with each passing day. Just eat, rest, and play. So lovely was this early morn as clouds were drifting across the horizon. Cuddling together, I and Mommy, unaware of the befalling tragedy. Two brawny young men, strong like tigers and elephants, squashed my tiny body flat to a cage of horror. There was no way to escape. Oh God, what purgatory was this? I wailed in fear and terror. Mom, oh Mom, please save me! Oh caretaker, please come protect me quickly! Rescue my life, I'm still at a tender age! Mom was crying out in sorrow, tears of desperation filling her eyes. The immense heavens cannot contain this horrendous, heart-wrenching pain. My caretaker turned away, hands busy counting a stack of money. Haplessly, I rolled around in the car trunk, breaking heart more painful than bodily misery. The two young men bantered, "This piglet would be so tasty, tomorrow we'll slaughter him to celebrate the birth of the wife's newborn baby." Oh, how ironic this life! My soul is shattered. Tears flow in my heart like blood running in rivulets. I thought you loved me, nurturing me to maturity. But all this was a sham. It's all just about profit and gain. Tomorrow, my body will be cut to pieces. My flesh and bones turned to sheer torture. Just so people can laugh in merriment at their happy feasts and gathering. To your children and others too, I wish them all long lives so the family can stay together, not endure the same fate as mine. I pray the whole family lives nobly, to be human in many lifetimes, and never be reborn as pigs, paying forever karmic debts.
Alas, goodbye, life. I ache for my gentle, suffering mother. In tears, I'm overcome. Oh, Mommy! Mom! Mom!
Veg, go green to save the planet.
We can still save the planet.
Day 523.
Be vegan, Supreme Master Qinghai.
Speak out. Across the globe, people continue their calls for honesty, equality, and human rights as they gather in countries like India, Israel, Libya, Palestine, Syria, and Yemen.
India. On Tuesday, August 16th, activist Ms. Sheila Masood was fatally shot as she was traveling to a protest. Ms. Masood had been outspoken about government injustice and had filed over 40 right to information applications about potential corruption. Police announced that an investigation would be conducted, with the Times of India noting that she had previously appealed to authorities for protection from what she said were officers' harassment and threats.
Israel and Palestine. Israeli settlers in the Palestinian West Bank set fire to hundreds of olive trees on agricultural land in the village of Barta on Tuesday, while the Palestinian Telegraph reported reported that Israeli troops prevented Palestinian civil defense teams from putting out the fire, leading to significant damage and losses.
Yemen. On Wednesday, August 17, 800 representatives from diverse minority political parties and youth groups elected 143 members for the newly formed National Council for the Forces of the Peaceful Revolution to lead a transition. This announcement followed a Tuesday television address by President Ali Abdullah Saleh, who pledged his soon return from Saudi Arabia.
Libya. Leaders of the National Transitional Council on Wednesday drafted a 14-page constitutional declaration to map out plans and timelines for the country's transition to a democracy.
Syria. Various human rights groups reported on Wednesday that 25 protesters were killed. That same day, the UN announced it was withdrawing all non-essential staff from the country, while Switzerland and Tunisia asked their ambassadors to leave Syria in protest of the violence. On Thursday, U.S. President Barack Obama called for the resignation of President Bashar al-Assad, saying that it is time for him to step down for the sake of the Syrian people.
In sadness for the loss of human lives and the plight of the wounded and suffering, we pray for an end to all turmoil and that harmony may prevail as people everywhere decide to live in shared respect and freedom as a peaceful world.
Do we want to pay?
How many more lives disrupted, maimed, or dead? How much more loss and suffering do we want to see?
How much do we want peace?
Stop war, huh? It only stops when all of us contribute to peace in our action, speech, and thought. And of course, we have to also advise our government that peace is the only thing we want. And we do not want war at all. Because deep down in our heart, everyone just loves peace so that they can go around in their business. And the actors can have peace of mind and time to entertain people. And the husband will be staying home to love his wife. And the father would be there for the children. I don't know why we ever even think of war at all. Because from all we know, since time immemorial, war has not brought much happiness or any good things to humankind. So we should have learned from the history and we should never start the war in any case.
Hận đâu chỉ người với
见证雄恩瓦沙发còn nơi đây mái ấm với tay mời đừng đi anh gây tang biển thương hại thù hận đâu chỉ là bả với quyền vạn cốt khô xây nên lầu đế nghiệp còn nơi này là thương mến bình yên đừng đi anh bỏ cha hiền con thao thù hận đâu chỉ là những mưu đồ tan nát giang sơn để dẫm ngài ven vào còn nơi này diều thanh thản bi hù dừng bước lại anh ơi dừng bước lại đi về đâu nẻo quỷ rẻo ma trù chiến sĩ hề nát thân ngoài tha địa hồn lạc loài trong gió bụi âm u dừng chân lại anh ơi dừng chân lại cầm tay em đây người vợ thương chồng thương gia tộc thương cơ đồ thương thế giới sao nỡ đành gieo tang tóc lầm than dừng tay lại anh ơi dừng tay lại đừng vung gươm thề sắc màu lên đời hãy nhìn lại những kẻ thù vạn đại phải chăng anh cũng là những con người thần lắng dịu nghe hồn hoang từ thiên kiếp đi về trong gió hú mưa gào lời thống thiết kêu than gì oan nghiệp chiến trường xưa hoặc ta chết hay là người sẽ chết đời tương lai vụt tắt giữa xuân thì bao nhiêu tình thương gia đình bè bạn theo tim thù và máu hận loạn đi. Một kiếp người đầy nhiệt tình mạch sống, mộng ước thanh niên lập bể ba trời. Ôi một giây phí theo dòng máu nóng, gió xa trường lành lạnh bụi vàng rơi. Ở lại với em, ta tôn sùng sự sống bên xóm làng và quyến thuộc mẹ cha. Hiền lúa ngoan khoai, sông tình biển mộng, con đê dài mượn mượt những đồng hoa. Bao thư hùng, bao cổ kiếm hạo hán, cứu muôn loài khỏi máu đổ đầu rơi. Xây hòa bình ấm no và thịnh vượng, thay đạo binh bằng chân lý diệu vời. Tạo sát nghiệp sẽ luân hoàn sát nghiệp, vui sao đành gây tử biệt sinh ly. Chỉ có tình thương bao la miên viện làm cho ta vĩ đại giữa muôn loài.
Peace be here now.
Masurian Balloon Festival held in Poland, arriving from regions across the country, as well as from Norway, Switzerland, Lithuania, Latvia, Russia and the United Arab Emirates. Over 60 international balloon and airship crews participated in the 4th Masurian International Balloon Festival in the northeastern city of Elk. Through various activities and friendly competitions, participants also greatly enjoyed the aerial beauty of nature in northeastern Poland. Balloonist Bernard Banaszuk remarked, "Those beautiful morning flights, the sunrise over the Masurian lakes that we see from the balloons is romantic. Our accolades, organizers and the City of Elk on your colorful and ever-expanding 4th Masurian International Balloon Festival. Wishing participants and visitors alike a warmly memorable time."
Save Our Planet. Prominent British actor Orlando Bloom supports butterfly preservation efforts in the UK through his sponsorship of the children's book about butterflies, Crystal the Small Miracle, written by his mother, Sonia Copeland Bloom, dedicated to helping youth appreciate the wonderful world of insects.
Save Our Planet. Australian researchers report in August 2011 that the unique egg-laying platypus is increasingly at risk of extinction as climate change reduces the suitable cold and icy habitat needed by the mammal to survive.
Viewers, Hoppy the Hispid Hare here. I love my scrumptiously delicious vegan diet. Today I have an eco-friendly tip for campers. Consider using a solar shower bag. Just fill it with water and leave it in the sun for a few hours. Then place it on the shelf or other elevated place and enjoy a nice warm shower. These handy bags are available at camping stores or can be ordered online. Thank you for your attention and thanks for being veg and going green to save the planet. Now the worldwide weather.
Supreme Master Ching Hai International Association news from Canada. Toronto, the largest city in Canada, holds its second annual Veggie Pride Parade. More than 250 enthusiastic participants, including a number of animal rights groups, took part in this vibrant event. Our association members also joined, carrying vegan encouraging banners, wearing colorful animal costumes, and sharing vital earth-saving information. After a 2.5-kilometer procession in a busy downtown area, complimentary cruelty-free meals were served by several vegan shops at a special post-parade celebration. Many thanks, Toronto Veggie Pride Parade, for raising awareness about the compassionate lifestyle. They all realize it's a fun, healthy, and caring way to return our ecosphere to a peaceful paradise.
In Eco News, the World Food Program, or WFP, helps pastoralists transition to farming. The Kenya Hunger Halt program created by the WFP has assisted 35,000 individuals in Narok District to start using their land for sustainable crop farming. According to Reuters, due to this change, the district was relatively unaffected by the lack of water in the locality this year. Bravo World Food Program for encouraging earth and life-protecting ways. May people everywhere adopt organic agriculture practices for a thriving planet with food security for all. Up next on Noteworthy News, Indonesia plans to develop a land tenure map for her forests. We'll take a quick stroll in nature and be right back. Stay tuned for more caring news on Supreme Master Television.
Welcome back to Noteworthy News, harmonious news for a peaceful world. In good governance news, Indonesia pledges to protect the rights of indigenous people. Dr. Insinyur Kuntoro Mangkusubroto, advisor to the President of Indonesia, His Excellency Susilo Bambang Yudhoyono, announced that the country will implement a land law respecting the rights of forest communities. In addition, a land tenure map will be developed defining the legal status of forested areas in Indonesia and the location, size and use of the forest. Our sincere appreciation, Your Excellency, President Susilo Bambang Yudhoyono, Dr. Insinyur Kuntoro Mangkusu Broto and the Government of Indonesia, for your commitment to ensuring every individual in the nation has equal treatment and security. May we all work together in the best interest of our earth and the world's many diverse cultures.
Time to share some laughter with a joke told in Taiya, an Aboriginal language spoken in Formosa or Taiwan, entitled Helping Others.
Kemana sih si maki tas kani ganu temuh remas kulek? Ate, balai lagi sih si su. Sakas kulek lega nanu cogun hala.
And now for our viewers' heartlines on holy texts of Tibetan Buddhism, songs 8-9, 11-13. This program can also be accessed in our online archives.
Beautiful and touching. Thank you so much from a Tibetan Lakpo.
This has touched me with all its beauties. Thank you, Bhusam.
Spiritual Likbut and Bhusam, it is wonderful to hear from you. After so many years, the exquisite songs of the great enlightened master Milarepa are still deeply inspirational to seekers of truth around the world. With all our best wishes and heaven's manifold blessings.
Do you have a heartline today? We welcome your heartlines and stories. You can send them to heartline at suprememastertv.com, the address on your screen, or visit www.suprememastertv.com/heartline. Thank you for your presence on Noteworthy News.
May you and your loved ones flourish evermore in peace and joy.
The world is full of good news.
The following are just a few.
Ecuador's National Planning Secretariat reports that government policy changes have assisted in reducing poverty in the country from nearly 23% to just over 19% in the past year, with a reduction in unemployment also seen in the first half of 2011.
With plans to enact the new laws by 2014, Russia's health ministry announces anti-tobacco legislation that will ban smoking in most public places, including airports, hotels, restaurants, and even neighborhood blocks, as well as increasing prices and prohibiting tobacco advertising. For its life-saving and lightened policy, Supreme Master Ching Hai is honoring the Russian Health Ministry with the Shiny World Leadership Award.
Top soprano Simona Bottinia of Italy, Alison Cambridge of the US, and Luz Del Alba of Uruguay are invited to perform in Beijing, China, as part of an Asian tour to promote environmental protection, with their concert centered on the theme of nature.
Academy Award-winning U.S. actress Jodie Foster helps lead an initiative with other donors and is successful in raising $223,000 to benefit the Search for Extraterrestrial Intelligence Institute in California, USA, and ensure its continued work.
Prensa Latina News Agency reports that a Venezuelan Presidential Commission on Disarmament and Gun Control holds its first official meeting with the goal of presenting a campaign that enlists public support for eliminating violence and enhancing peace across the nation.
The European Commission approves a donation of over 200 million euros for Egypt, Jordan, and Lebanon to help improve living conditions, create jobs, and increase the availability of sustainable energy.
We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, and companies everywhere in the world for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
For more details,
please visit www.suprememastertv.com/NWN.